Well, Australian actors in Hollywood have had a very big night with five top stars picking up nominations for the Golden Globe Awards. Nicole Kidman, Margot Robbie, Cate Blanchett, Toni Collette and Russell Crowe were all nominated for awards, three for star roles in big TV series. Michael Bodie has been taking a look at all of these series. He's with us this morning. Good morning.
G'day, Hamish.
That's a lot of Australians. It's quite a roll call of Australians, really.
Yeah, but it is the Golden Globes.
And so what does that mean?
Well, they tend to nominate people they want to come to the party. So, look, it is unofficially the start of the awards season, but the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, who award these or nominate these, are not a really credible organisation. They've just, because of just the timing and the whole notion of the Golden Globes being first, it's become this sort of runaway train. So it gets all this credibility despite the journalists who selecting them being a really, you know, a dodgy crowd. It's a bit of a closed shop, and they make really obvious decisions, but already today they're being criticised for a lack of diversity in the nominations, no female directors nominated despite there being some, and some nominations that are just strangely weird, like Cate Blanchett. Great actress, but she is not on the radar for an Oscar for Where Did You Go, Bernadette, with the Richard Linklater film that'll probably be out in the new year. So there's stuff like that where you just think, well, Sacha Baron Cohen, he's not on the Emmy radar either for his performance in The Spy, but he's nominated. So there's a few things like that where they want to get people in. Look, I'll put it this way. No one's going to start an obituary of an actor with the Golden Globe winning actor. Like, it's just not a thing. But, you know, there's this, the media gets behind it. So it's good. Look, there's no doubt that most of these Australians who are nominated will be in Emmy contention, particularly Russell Crowe, Nicole Kidman.
Russell Crowe for playing Roger Ailes.
Yeah, The Loudest Voice. That's just a bombastic, fantastic performance.
This is the Fox News story, basically.
Yeah. Nicole Kidman getting a nomination for Big Little Lies 2. I think that's an invite to the party. Margot Robbie for Bombshell. She will be in Oscar contention. Look, Sarah Snook for Succession. She should have got a nomination or been in contention. She didn't get one. And Toni Collette for Unbelievable. She'll be up for an Emmy as well, I'd imagine.
And Margot Robbie, you think will be up for an Oscar, did you say?
She'll be, within five. Yeah, she'll be one of the five nominees, I'd imagine.
And that was for Bombshell, which is also about Roger Ailes, which is the Fox News story.
Yeah, look, it's been a big year for the Murdochs on screen, I suppose, and for the Fox News Network. Bombshell's getting great reviews already. Nicole Kidman's in it as well. And Charlize Theron will possibly get an Oscar nomination as well. So that's really strong. But it's an interesting one. It gives a guide. Everyone's talking about Netflix dominating. Weirdly, Netflix dominated the Golden Globes with their film nominations, which is not really the game that they're known for. But they've got The Irishman and Marriage Story, which are going to be really strong during the Oscars as well. So that's why they've beefed up their nominations. But things like The Politician and The Kominsky Method getting a lot of nominations, they're not going to get Emmy nominations, I don't think.
Scathing. Okay, you've taken a look.
Oh, you want? Can't handle the truth.
No, I'm very, very happy to hear it. You've also taken a look at Mrs. Fletcher.
Well, I wanted to because HBO, Netflix is sucking all the attention, as it is in the Golden Globes. But HBO this year has been so strong. And if you're making choices about where you want to, you know, which streamer you want to go with, Foxtel must be stoked that they've still got the HBO deal for a couple more years, 18 months at least, because HBO has just been knocking it out of the park with pretty much everything they've done this year. Of course, they've finished Game of Thrones and Veep this year and Big Little Lies, the second series. But they've had, and Mrs. Fletcher is the latest, Watchmen. People are talking about that as the best show of the year. And Mrs. Fletcher is just another typical HBO thing. Nice little drama about a single mum coming to terms with empty nesting when her son goes to college.
Let's hear a clip.
We're free from our kids. Take a long bath, turn your brain off, and think about opening up to new things.
Ever since my son went away to college, I've been having these crazy fantasies.
What were you going to do about it?
Nothing!
Okay, well, there it is, Mrs. Fletcher. Why doesn't HBO launch its own streaming service here?
It's a bit like the sports rights. Some studios realise they'll get paid more by someone like Foxtel to take their stuff than it will be worth them doing it themselves. So Disney, you're big, monstrous. It's worth coming into this market. HBO said in a lot of markets, including Australia, they feel they're fine just taking the money from people like Foxtel. So they're going to stay out of here for 12 months or so. And that's the one thing and sport that'll keep Foxtel on its feet for the short term anyway.
And what else to look for this week?
There's not much this week. Vikings Series 6 comes back on SBS on Wednesday. The Other Guy, Matt O'Kine's series for Stan. It seems funnier, this series, from what I've seen. So that's on Friday on Stan. And Griff Rhys-Jones, always a favourite of mine. He's back. It's always good spending time with him on the ABC on Monday with Griff's great Kiwi road trip this time.
You can also just watch Love Actually for the 700th.
It's been on already. It's been on free to air, and it's on. It's streaming. It's everywhere, and all the opinion writers are all having another go at it.
Yeah, I've already watched it. Love it. Still love it. Still cry. Michael Boddy, thank you.
Thanks, Hamish. You're making me tear up, man.
I've lost you there, haven't I?